This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
My name is Katharina Noss. I'm with Local 4044, and I've been a CUPE member going on 3 years, actually. I work for CanJet Airlines. I'm a flight attendant.
So, here we are at your very first CUPE National Convention.
Yes.
You're relatively new to CUPE. Mm-hmm. Just tell me what you think.
Well, I've been learning a lot. It's a lot of information, big learning curve. I know I'll take home a lot with me because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know the volume of the size of CUPE, and to take that all back with me to my local it'll be really good. So I'm learning everything from the bottom up because I didn't know anything about how a convention works or about what goes on. Anything about resolutions, I didn't know any of this, so it's all been very interesting, and the discussions are really good.
I often say to people, you really don't know CUPE until you've been to a national convention,
no.
Because then you really see the enormity of the organization. It's a massive, massive union.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that make you feel?
Feels good. It's really good to know that I do have so many people behind me when I have a problem, if I have an issue. And even if there isn't an issue, just that everybody's there to support us and keeping everybody moving forward.
So speaking of issues, as a flight attendant, I can imagine there is a never-ending list of issues in your workplace, which is an airplane. So tell me a little bit about that.
Definitely on the forefront for us now is trying to get legislation to make the criminal code more, as we have a resolution put forward, so that people on board, it is a criminal offense for people to abuse us. It happens all the time. People get aggressive on board, and flight attendants being in the forefront get the brunt of it. So that's definitely a big issue and a big concern that we have, and just bringing awareness to passengers that we are there for your safety.
What about health and safety things like air quality, that kind of thing? I know that's been an issue for a long time, right, for flight attendants?
Yeah, air quality is probably not good. You do get some clean air, but the majority of it is recycled. So it's definitely germs. We're very aware. We're told all the time about washing our hands, not picking passengers who want to hand dirty Kleenexes or dirty diapers to you all the time. And we make everyone very aware, don't pick it up with your hands. You have to be very conscientious while you're on the aircraft about trying to stay as clean as you can, because the environment is not necessarily the cleanest. We try and encourage passengers to help. I give them wipes that they can wipe their tray tables off before they eat. Just little things like that to try and help keep the aircraft clean, which is good for us since we're on the aircraft, 10, 12, 14 hours in a day. They're in, they're out. We're there for a long time. That's a big thing for us.
What are you doing for fun in Montreal?
Well, last night I went to the Maritime party, and that was a lot of fun. It was really good. I'm hoping to go see Old Montreal before I head home. Other than that, it's pretty busy here meeting people, just meeting and chit-chatting with people.
Excellent. I want to thank you very much for doing this, and enjoy the week, and you're a good sport. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.